Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. We can make this lockbox challenge, Alan.
I don't know, David. This is going to be so tough. Actually, I never would have imagined we could get this close. We are within almost $58,000 of doing it. We have basically 7 days to go because until 6 o'clock on Monday morning. But that's really close. I mean, we needed 200,000. We're down to the last 58,000. The funnel down in the sink is going faster and faster and faster. And all of us are so happy because we are all doing this together. You know, people think it's just words. It's not. It's a sense that we are one. We are one community. No matter what our politics, we are all just one. Having made this radio station and kept it going, this is just all of us doing what we can.
WAMC.org. It's open now. Well, let's talk about Governor Cuomo for a minute, Alan. He agreed that he will participate in two debates leading up to the gubernatorial election, one with Republican Rob Astorino in New York City and another in Buffalo, which would also include Howie Hawkins, the Green Party candidate, and the Libertarian, Michael McDermott.
Well, I think Andrew Cuomo, who is a student of politics, knows that his refusal to debate with Zephyr Teachout really cost him. That there is a part of the state, much of it around the people who listen to this radio station and others, who don't like it when you play it by the numbers as opposed to what's right. And it is right to debate. Now, when you debate and how you debate and what the rules are, that's a whole other thing. But I think Andrew Cuomo has come around to the idea that people want it played fair. And in politics and debates, New York Times says so, we all say so. You know, it's just right to let the people know what their choices are. It shouldn't be about having collected a huge amount of money so that you can just flood the airwaves, which is what's happening right now. But it's much more important to hear people stand up and duke it out. You know, we had Webster and Lincoln, and we had all of those debates which became so important so that people could take the quality of ideas and say, this idea is better than that one.
Speaking of Governor Cuomo, he is in Afghanistan, and he said that his goal is to have the most sophisticated homeland defense system ever designed by any state, maybe also part of presidential aspiration.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. I mean, look, I think there's nobody who doesn't assume that Andrew Cuomo would like to run for president. Now, it's a long way between lip and cup. You have Hillary Clinton, who, if she runs, he cannot run. It's that simple. He told me that himself. I don't believe there's any question about it. He said it over and over again. And Andrew Cuomo can't get on the wrong side of that one. And there are many people who think he can't be president. I always say to them, hey, he's governor, isn't he? So he's in Afghanistan. He did the right thing by going, and he's doing the right thing by warning of homeland security issues because everybody knows New York is number one on terrorist target, always has been.